We want to check in now on a disturbing story breaking in Northern California. Reports of shootings at several locations, including an elementary school. NPR's Nathan Rott is in NPR West. Nate, what are police saying about how many locations? Who's involved?
So there's still a lot of stuff we don't know. This is kind of developing as we're going here, so I'll just say that right here from the start. But what we do know from the undersheriff in Tehama County, which is where this is happening, they're saying that there were seven sites that they are investigating where it looks like shooting occurred. That does include an elementary school. The undersheriff that spoke says it seems like the shooter was randomly picking targets. I've seen a report from a local newspaper in the area that quoted a resident as saying it seemed like the person was just driving around and shooting out of their car. Now, this is a really rural area. It's spread. I mean, it looks like, granted, I'm not there, but looking at the map, there's a wide area where it looks like this could have happened. So the undersheriff did say that they don't have an accurate count yet of just how many victims there will be.
But there have been fatalities?
There have. Yeah. Authorities are saying that there were at least five people that are dead right now. Mm-hmm. That includes the shooter. But like I said, they warned that that is not an accurate count yet. They don't know how many wounded, how many killed, just because this happened over such a wide area and it's so many different sites. So it is possible that that number could go up. We don't know much about who the deceased are yet, whether that includes anyone from the elementary school. Authorities are saying that one student was transported from the school with a gunshot wound, and that a woman and a child who were driving in a truck were also among the injured. They're being treated at a hospital. But again, this is really early on, and we're going to get more information in the next couple of hours.
Look, the suspected shooter, as far as we know, hasn't been named, but neighbors and friends or people claiming to be that are talking about him having erratic behavior. I mean, what more do we know that isn't just anecdotal?
Not a whole lot. The undersheriff said that they recovered a semi-automatic rifle and two handguns from their shooting scene. So those are concrete things we know about. Past that, they really haven't said much. I've talked to a couple of people that live there on the phone. It's just anecdotal stuff that people are saying, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people knew who the guy was. I heard somebody say that it seemed like there might have been a feud with a neighbor. There is an interview that was been posted on Facebook and with a guy who is claiming to be the gunman's neighbor, who said that he had heard gunshots at the house next door, that the guy had mental illness and that there was an issue with them that was going on. He also said that his roommate was one of the people that were killed. But again, a lot of this is just very anecdotal, not known just yet.
Well, you're speaking of the assistant sheriff, Phil Johnson, from there in Tehama County, and his press conference was streamed on Facebook. And part of what he said is that the shooting began at a home on Bobcat Lane and ultimately included seven scenes. And this is all, again, in Tehama County. So it is unfolding. It is over, though, correct?
Yes. From what we understand, yes, it is over. I talked to one woman who works at a coffee shop not far from the elementary school, and she said that her husband ran in and said that he heard gunshots around 8 a.m. She says they've heard gunshots before, but not quite like this. She said she heard over 100 rounds at least, and she heard screaming. She heard kids screaming. So we're going to find out more as we go here, but it's just another sad day.
Yeah. NPR's Nathan Rott, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.